afternoon, and welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour, where we look at our health from a perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being. As we go into the Christmas season, that source of our being will be elevated on every platform, in every home, in so many ways to acknowledge His presence. Do we acknowledge His presence in our daily lives, in our wellness? After all, that's His gift to us. Yes, and so when illness shows up, let's pause and ask ourselves, where did I depart from my gift of wellness? Hence, we impart there 5 pillars of wellness: spirituality, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. Last week we talked about the economics of wellness. We looked at diabetes from both the nutritional, agricultural end, well, the agric end, and the nutritional end. We looked at our health in a more composite approach that allows us to really put a true value on health. Today, we'll take further that exploration. Look at an area not often talked about. When we talk of food, we talk about carbohydrates, proteins, and fat. How about those smaller nutrients we call micronutrients? So to explore this arena, what they are, what they do, why they're important, and share some cases of consequences when we are deficient or insufficient in our micronutrients, is our esteemed clinical nutrition consultant, Therese. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor. Thankful for today. So many gifts, so many just ways to show gratitude, things to be thankful for.
So many ways to show gratitude. This season, show gratitude by sharing with your family, friends, some of the nuggets you've captured from Wellness Half Hour all year long. Take 1, 2, or 3 and share with them towards a healthier 2022 for everyone around. All right, micronutrients. Break it down. What are micronutrients?
Micronutrients are nutrients that are found in very small, minute quantities. It's in your daily consumption, your food, your actual real food, and they're needed in very small amounts. Micronutrients are available in things such as your water, nutrients itself, and then, of course, your vitamins.
So these micronutrients available in your water, in your food, and your supplements. Micronutrients in water seems kind of strange. Isn't water just H2O?
Water has so many values that make it up.
That's real water. Water that is of either spring source, artesian well source, of a natural source. By the time we put water through reverse osmosis and some other chemical processes, we actually lose a lot of those natural micronutrients. Give us some examples of these micronutrients.
Okay, now it's important to note that micronutrients, because it's needed in small quantities, helps the body's overall function. It doesn't give you energy, but it helps the body's overall function and are just needed in small amounts. So some examples of micronutrients include iron, zinc, magnesium, manganese, selenium, and copper. These are just to name a few.
So there's plenty more of them. I think it's about 40 or 50 of them. They have unique function in so many aspects of the body. When you mentioned a water source, and I said either spring water, artesian well water, they are there. They are dissolved from the earth into the water. So when you pump that water out of the ground, or it comes out naturally, as the water comes compressed through the rocks, it dissolves some of the rocks in small amounts, and they're there in the water for us. Okay. Now what happens if we don't have these micronutrients?
Now, that's a very good question, doctor, because there are certain symptoms that the body starts to give you. Symptoms, signals. Listen to these symptoms and signals very well. Signals of micronutrient deficiency that we see so many times in many, many of our clients. Overeating.
Wow, how is that a symptom of a deficiency?
Well, if your body is not breaking down and absorbing the nutrients, breaking down, digesting food, absorbing the nutrients, then your body gives a signal that it wants more. It needs something. So, for example, those of you who have just eaten your lunch, or maybe you've eaten your breakfast and 10 minutes later, you're hungry. And then you're looking around for a snack. You've picked up, maybe it's biscuit, crackers, ground nuts. And within another 10 minutes or 30 minutes, you want another snack, or you're just looking for something. That's your body talking to you and telling you that something is missing.
Something very small is missing. The body is a perfect system. And when things are absent, it will send a signal that food hasn't quite reached yet. But it's a signal for the micronutrients. And what will most of us do? Consume some more, snack some more. And if those additional foods we snack on or consume are lacking the micronutrients,
then of course your body starts to store. It's storing, you're wondering what's happening, you're starting to feel fatigue, tired, you can't remember where you put your keys, your purse, your wallet.
Wow, so all these are little signals of micronutrient insufficiencies.
Yes.
And that satiety signal, that signal that should go from your stomach to your brain, that yes, I don't do, I'm full, I've had enough, doesn't quite switch on because your brain is still asking for this particular micronutrient.
Correct. Now, there's some physical signs that the body also shows you if you're paying attention. When was the last time that you checked your nails, your fingernails, your toenails? Look at your nails. Do they have ridges? Do they have lines? Are they rough? Are they brittle? Do they break all the time? Are they yellow?
I hope you're taking notes and look at your fingernails or your spouse's fingernails and, you know, put your hand and feel them. Are they smooth? Are they rough? Are they fragile? Do they break easily? Are there lines on them? Just a few signals that the body is requesting for some micronutrients.
Yes. Another very, very obvious sign, especially for women, is their hair falling out or their hair shedding. And yes, I know that many women braid their hair. They're wearing a lot of leave-ons and wigs. Are you taking time out to see the hair that's falling?
Again, another signal that micronutrients may be lacking. All right, so we get all these signals literally from hair down to toenail.
Yes.
What can we do about this?
Well, the first thing you want to do is recognize that this is going on and then go and see a doctor. Very important. And if that doctor runs tests, whether it's blood tests, there's a particular test that...
The doctors could run a series of tests, blood, urine, some stool tests. And there's some particular tests that they may have ability to run to, some micronutrient tests. If the doctor doesn't quite get an answer from all these tests, consider a referral to a nutritionist. Right away, a good nutritionist will suspect micronutrients. And they have tests that they can do within the offices to not just identify the deficiency, isolate it, and even begin to recommend plans of action nutritionally to help the body back. You mentioned fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have these engines in the cells we call mitochondria, and they require several components. Yes, they require the fuel, the calories, the carbs. Yes, they require air intake, but there's some small micronutrients that also require to produce that energy to give the body to function in all its function. So when you hear the word mitochondrial or mitochondrial dysfunction, let your antenna go up that something may be missing in your nutrition. We talked about the mood conditions.
Your mood, yes. Your mood is affected, and that could be whether you are even anxious, fearful, angry, annoyed, agitated, for no reason.
Now, when you're in these stress moods, your body goes into an increased consumption mode. And so you may have adequate stores of some of the micronutrients, but you may rapidly use them up and go into an insufficient or even a deficient mode. So, having a plan of action to constantly replenish your micronutrients is very wise for the short and the long term. All right. Let's pick one or two of these micronutrients that maybe has become popular in recent times.
Okay. As far as something like zinc, magnesium, selenium.
Yep. All very important. Magnesium plays tremendous role in several enzyme systems in the body. Yeah. Everything from the brain to bowel movement, magnesium is very important. Zinc, as you all know, you all have become experts on zinc because of this whole COVID arena and how it works in the cell to strengthen the cells and prevent viruses and microbes from causing havoc in our cells. Selenium, very important as an antioxidant. Some say anti-aging, this goes on and on. Again, also helps us support liver function. Another popular one is biotin. Important for your hair, for your nails, and for your skin too. If this name sounds strange, take a pause for a moment, pick up your supplement or multivitamin, and just read. We'll talk about supplement choices later. What other micronutrients should one be aware of?
Also important for your iron.
And iron, like the other micronutrients, is available in your food, your nutrition.
So your greens, your soups.
Yes, your greens. Those things that some children tell us they don't like because they don't see their parents consume much of it. Are there conditions where I'm taking all the micronutrients in supplements, in multivitamins, and yet I'm still lacking it in my body?
Yes, yes. In fact, we had a case of that the other day. Had a lady that came in who, yes, she eats healthy. She takes all the supplements. In fact, she has over-supplemented. So we did have to go through and take away some of those supplements because they were duplicated. So those of you out there who each person who tells you take this, take that, take this one, you now have a pharmacy of supplements at home on your table and you're just randomly taking everything. Yes, she's tired all the time, she's fatigued, can't work out, can't concentrate at work. She's having digestive issues. And this is just pointing out that she's not absorbing her nutrients. So very important that her nutritionist goes through, looks at the things that she is consuming, her lifestyle, what she's eating, what she's not eating, and find a balance.
There's other micronutrients folks rarely hear about, like copper, chromium, vanadium, molybdenum, pantothenic acid, so many other micronutrients that the body requires. Just this awesome creation. All right, let's pause and we'll open the lines to take questions. The number here is 0700 923 923 923 0700 923 923 923 via WhatsApp or Telegram 0817 313 6193 0817 313 6193.
Now, I also want to point out that if you are having a nutrient deficiency, those who are really listening to their body, because of course your body speaks languages to you, it's important that you understand the language. If you are having reproductive issues, that is possibly micronutrient deficiency contributed.
Reproductive issues could be on the male side and or the female side.
And it's important that you tackle this very early so that your nutrition is well balanced. And of course, this helps with the formation of the baby, the growth of the baby, the brain production of the baby, and of course, the health, most important, of the baby in utero.
So I'm taking all these multivitamins, 2, 3, 4 of them, and yet I come in with just some of the nutritionist and their signals of micronutrient insufficiency. You run your tests, you come up with an analysis. What's the next step? What do I go and start taking? Do I focus on the gut first? Do I go pick up some other, what's about multivitamin? Do I stop taking what I'm taking now?
Well, you have your nutritionist listen to your history. You bring your supplements, the medications that you're taking as well, and have her go through, or him go through, your lifestyle. They will ask you a number of questions. And of course, seeing a nutritionist means that they will focus on what you're consuming and maybe what you're leaving out as well, what you've just turned a blind eye to. One of the most important nutrients, as it is a nutrient, is water. And many people say they do not like water, or they're not drinking enough water. And water is something that transports these nutrients around the body. It goes to the digestive system and then it's transported to the various organs.
Every now and then, we get a client who is making all the effort to live healthy. They exercise, they walk, they work out, they are making choices, deliberate choices, they are avoiding certain things in their food, they are watching their portion size, but they just know energy level is still low. Or they've noted some odd changes on the skin. I think we need to go for a break and then we shall come back and then take that question.
We're the talk of the town.
Inspiration.
92.3 FM.
Hope rising. Cherish the season. Release the nourishment. Oh, 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 oh,
up your Hollandia Your God Christmas pack yet? Get yours today in stores near you.
Join us on Fidelity SME Forum every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. and for a rebroadcast on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. as we equip you with insights, skills, and expertise required for building a sustainable and successful business.
It's the time of the year. Come, let's chill together. Pop Chivita make we jolly. Ooh, yeah. All over Nigeria, anywhere you dey. Share Chivita with your family and friends. Enjoy this Christmas. Oh, 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 oh. Chivita season. Oh, 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 oh. Feel this Christmas. Oh, 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 oh. Let's celebrate with Chivita. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, make we celebrate the life. No, they don't know, waste my time. I go enjoy myself with Taya, Taya. Plenty, plenty food to try. Chivita juice with the vibe. Oh, yeah, make we chill, yo. Enjoy this Christmas. Oh, 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 oh.
Juice up this season with a special Chivita Christmas packs available in stores near you.
Are you ready for the unusual? For the first time ever, live in Lagos, Ada Ehi presents Rockfest, a Jesus event featuring Nathaniel Bassey, Snatch, Joe Praise, Jadel, Onosa Rio, Aya Vincent, Nosa, NK, Oboruche, Eben, and Dunson Onyeka. Date, Friday the 10th of December, 2021. Venue, Muriakulala Park, Victoria Island, Lagos. Time is 4 p.m. prompt. Register for free at the website www.rockfest.com/register. Rockfest. Get ready for the unusual.
We're talking about micronutrient deficiencies or insufficiencies. And we've mentioned some signals the body will give you when some of these micronutrients may be in short supply. We talked about absorption. We've even talked about detoxification. You can talk about paresthesias, strange sensations in your hands, feet, numbness, tingling.
We have a WhatsApp message. Good afternoon, doctor. Sometimes I do have sharp shock on my feet. What could that be? Could it be a symptom of illness? Mr. Mike from Ojo.
So the body is always giving little signals that something is off. If you recall, when we draw that straight line, one end is wellness, the other end is illness. Before you get to the illness end, the body talks to us, it speaks to us, and Mike is certainly listening to his body. These little shocks you're getting ought not to be there. You would be wise to take a step further and see a doctor and or see a nutritionist. Could it be simply a micronutrient deficiency? Could it be a signal that there's some underlying metabolic issue going on? Many of our ailments today, the chronic inflammatory ailments, also tied to chronic micronutrient insufficiencies, diabetes, high blood pressure. Yes, those common ones. Even the not-so-common ones like the autoimmune conditions.
So many of these micro insufficiency or deficiency is also linked to our lifestyle. So if you're sitting all the time, that could be a possible cause, not enough circulation.
I honor those, I praise those who are doing things to stay fit. Or they have goals to lose weight and they're trying to lose weight and somehow they're not just achieving it. They've run the usual tests at the doctor's office, thyroid tests, this liver function, and they look fine. Sometimes, even in those test ranges, numbers may be on the lower end of the range. And that may be one of the first metabolic clues that micronutrients are in short supply. So those folks need to be checked on by a nutritionist. If you're trying to lose weight and it's not happening, one of the possibilities here is micronutrient deficiencies.
I did have a case recently where a young lady came in, loved to exercise, eating healthy, but the energy is just not there. After exercising, she has a little energy, and after that, it just goes all downhill from there. So one thing to look at is, are you putting in enough of your macronutrients and your micronutrients? Meaning, are you eating a balanced meal?
We use the word macro, the big nutrients, the popular ones, carbohydrates, proteins, and healthy fats. Even among your micronutrients are some of your multivitamins. Yes, the vitamin K, the vitamin E. Yes, vitamin B6, even the one they call B5. And of course, B12. There's a lot more. Hence, truly, the ideal place to start is in your food. We know in today's agricultural practices, we use chemicals that cause the soil to be deficient in micronutrients, which means the plants, the vegetable, and whoever consumes them may end up having such micronutrient deficiency.
Some other micronutrient deficiencies that show up physically are things like your hair going gray at maybe by age 30. There's some 20-year-olds with gray hair, 40-year-olds with their whole head is already gray. That is also a signal of deficiency. Look at your skin. Your skin is the largest organ of your body. Is your skin looking fresh? Is it looking supple? Or is it looking like you're 10 years older than you really are?
0700-923-923-923. We're exploring this area called micronutrients. We talked about the health benefits of micronutrients, literally from hair to toenail, all the activities, even vision. Your eyes depend a lot on micronutrients. Your bowels also require micronutrients. Even our emotional centers require micronutrients. The nerves require micronutrients. So there are signals the body gives when we are low on micronutrients. For those who are in the fitness arena, doing everything right, not losing the weight, or not gaining the weight, or getting tired after exercising, the body may be signaling micronutrients.
So we'll just also leave with you before we close. Those factors that can contribute to these deficiencies. Yes, it can be the processed foods. Yes, it can be your constant use of or overuse of antibiotics. It can be stress. It can be alcohol. Where are these nutrients going? Those could be the factors.
Okay. All right. Looks like we have time for a call. This is already 1:30. One and a half hour. Please turn off your radio and make your question very, very quick.
Please. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Your name and where you're calling from, then a question very quick.
I'm Margaret. I'm calling from Region Valley.
Yes, madam.
When I eat, I'm always hungry. I don't know why, sir.
It could be a possible nutrient deficiency, Ma. So important that you see a nutritionist. We will go ahead and leave our number 0809-667-4455. 0809-661-4455.
Okay, ma'am, please, ma'am, you will repeat. Let me call this for the show and let me dial the number.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
The number again is 0809-661-4455.
All right, the phones are blaring now. This is time for Saying It With Music with Uncle Sonny Rabo. Reach us on the numbers that we just shared with you. 0809-661-4455. 661-4455. Thank you all very much. As we journey into the Christmas season, let's make sure we are fully loaded with our micronutrients.